Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, beloved
multidimensional beings of everywhere, feeling the burn, feeling the burn. So good to have you, be with you on October 1st, 2016. It's just amazing times we're living. We are definitely very blessed. Just, you have no clue just how blessed we are, you are, for being here at this amazing time of just like incredible inner and outer transformation. I mean, you can see it mostly through the bad news of the television and mostly of the mainstream media that is all pretty much working for the dark group, the majority of them. And thank God there is alternative media like AshtarRadio.com and AshtarTV.com and many others. We are broadcasting live from the heart today on October 1st, 2016, just at the turning point of a brand new earth, brand new era of absolute, you know, abundance and absolute healing and absolute joy and absolute peace. P-E-A-V-E. Peace. The world wants peace. Please, brothers and sisters, give the world peace. It's and you can, you know, do amazing work from wherever you are, there you are, brother and sister, okay? You can do amazing work by just being light and love wherever you are. You know what I mean? Just wherever you are, just be that pillar of light that I call it the tsunami of love. Tsunami of love, the shining on, just turning the dark into the light, okay? And it's just, it's up to you, you know what I mean? Can you handle the truth? Can you handle the divine energies? Can you handle, you know, the new you? It's up to you. But I'm telling you, yes, you can. Because the collective humanity, all the higher aspects of ourselves, of yourself, of myself, they all agree, you know what I mean? In the higher level, the yes, we can. We can handle the truth. We can handle, you know, all these incredible transformation, inner and outer, that we're seeing, incredible awakening, and that is just happening so many places. And, you know, what are you going to do about that? But to just accept it. You know, it is what it is. Just being as positive as you can, as compassionate as you can, even for even listening to me at this time. You know, you probably know me, or some of you know me for many years. For a very long time, even some of you, even eons on time, long time, we know each other, and it's a true pleasure to be with you again, beloved brother and our sister, that we're sharing just another biblical, you know. And incredible moment together, that of incredible proportion, not just a galactic and a multidimensional incredible transformation, you know, with the just aspect that it's happening right now, and it's incredibly immense and amazing. You know what I mean? And that it's up to any of you and every single one of you to help us, you know, easier for yourself. You know what I mean? And for the collective. Because just like the collective consciousness of all agreed, okay, to be here and to be of all kinds of religions, including atheists and, you know, Christians and, you know, whatever, you know, religion that you can imagine, okay? No matter. My religion is only love, okay? Only love, that's it. That's what I respect all religions. My message is about love, L-O-V-E, that's it. That's what I... anyway, just talking about what is happening in the current local geopolitical, you know, global situation that is everyone is affected. We're all connected. We're all affected. And did you watch the debate or hear about it? You know, aka the, you know, they call it the Justice Double Clone or CGI show, the illusion of choice. They even in the illusion of choice again. The for mainstream media completely corrupted with NBC's Lester being a great puppet of their masters. You know, very soon they all, because the puppet masters, end quote, will be exposed to their alliances of lies, to the deceit, to the American people, and to the entire world. Okay? I'm so glad the time is up and it's over, Robert. The victory to the light is near. And so it is. I am at your service. I'm here to help you and everyone that wishes to awaken, to help, you know, to put down the hate, put down the ignorance, and just come to the light, and just to understand better. Just when you open your heart and open your mind to expand it to outside of your local, you know, understanding. You know, it's amazing, you know, when you start, you know, just kind of like giving, you know, kind of like expanding. It's like a muscle that you're expanding your mind, you know. Your mind can only handle so much, you know what I mean? I can tell you things that would be so incredible that for your mind can handle it if you are, you know, open-minded and open-hearted, you know what I mean? And to tell you that we all agree with everyone, everything we're experiencing, everything that every single one experiencing is we all agree to, you know what I mean? Said that there are times in the lives of men when a decision must be made. Do you stand for truth and justice, okay? Or follow just a bunch of, you know, people that are not for the light, not for the love. Brothers and sisters, you can discern with your divine heart what's really going on, okay? You can discern who is who and who is, you know, to offer you a light and love like I am right now. You know, I'm offering nothing but light and love. That's it. Nothing but light and love. And that is up to you, okay? Up to you to receive it, to open your heart, to just listen to, you know, what I'm saying makes any sense to you, okay? Which I'm sure it will, if you, you know, go inside and just know that it's all good. It's all good. Everything is so amazing, and it's happening. You know what I mean? We all agree with all this, and it's just time. You know, it's just time to for these things to happen. You know, it's just time. It's just time, because we all agreed. We all agreed from the higher level that we could handle this transformation, this truth, and it's happening, beloved brother and sister. It's happening. You're a great part of it, okay? You're a great part of it, and so many people that are following the dictates of their prophets that you're responsible for putting into power. That you created your own downfall by trusting the lies of the prophets of the media, mainstream media, just talking heads, and casting your vote to support their evil plans for humanity. You have experienced over and over again how the prophets promise you all and deliver the exact opposite. Remember what Obama promised, and then look carefully at what he delivered. More people, hurt through all these illegal wars on his watch than under any other prophet. Actions speak louder than words. Say my brother, Monty, that always judge by actions, not words. The prophets answer not only to their masters, but who elect them. The masters are the same the world over with plans to reduce the population of the earth. They only want a manageable number of slaves left to serve them. You have allowed this situation by not taking the time to study what has was being done to you. You sleepwalk in this mess in which you find yourselves today. You're too busy with your own distractions, your own, Pokemon Go and all this BS that they keep you distracted, the sports, the movies, the Hollywood entertainment, That thing with the stars, that they keep you away from your going inside, from understanding, just quieting your, when was the last time you quieted your mind? When was the last time you quieted your mind and actually listened to yourself, to your higher self? Okay, brother and sister, it's time to really stop being slaves, okay? They only want a manageable number of slaves left to serve them, okay? Do you want to be a slave or your brothers, your sisters, your daughters, your no way, right? You've been sleepwalking into the mess in which you find yourself today. Too easy with all these distractions, individual lives, to consider what was being done to the whole of humanity. You silently accepted your water being poisoned, okay? And the chemtrails that poison the air you breathe as far, So, and speaking of the water, blessings to our brothers and Native Americans. We are all Native Americans. We are all one. We are all, Hopis. We are all, one heart, one light, one color, the color of blood. We all have blood, right? We all have light also, right? So that's, I send light and love to our brothers, out there in over there in North Dakota. We send light and love for this to resolve peacefully, amicably, and for the better and the higher goodness of all, okay? Not just of the corporations, but of the people, part of the region, of every single Native American, nation that is there present, over 100, celebrating. Three times a day, brothers and sisters, say forgive. Forgive yourself and everyone. Let go. Let go of the baggage of the you've been carrying, not the guilt. Let go mostly in the tummy, in your tummy region, the solar plexus. Visualize the sunshine in your tummy and let go and transform with purple light, with purple light of clearing on my brother Saint Germain, as well as myself, Ashtar, the brother Ashtar, that reads out from the heart and from the hands as well, from the palm of my hands. I have purple porcelain, just healing the world, creating tsunamis of light in every line, in every soul, healing huge tsunamis of light, clearing all the dark and transforming into the light. And that is my two cents. That's my job, and I share it to you because you're doing the same thing. The other one, we are working together in this project. That's why you are here, brother and sister. That's why you agreed to come here, okay, at this time. And also to take some responsibility. And speaking of that, my beloved I Am, okay, beloved Commander Ashtar from the Galactic Federation of Light, okay, deliver a message from the Ashtar Command just from very recently. And it's just amazing that that we're able to communicate with our higher selves. Each of us have a higher self. To be your, you know, the one that they knows you, you know, better than anyone, okay? And that is so possible by just loving everything, loving yourself, and knowing that everything is possible because, you know, you are, you know, yourself possible. Because you are here, you're part of the impossible, okay? So if you're here with my beloved I Am, it's time to take, you know, responsibility of the co-creation of our Mother Earth, okay? Here, and we want to continue being here and living here in this magnificent blue orb, okay? But now it's time to take responsibility to make sure that this is going to even survive, okay? Like other planets have been destroyed by the negativity of a few or many with power. In this case, everyone has the power of the will to say no. When you don't agree, you say no to this, not to that. I don't agree with this. I don't agree with that. Not in my name. Not in justice on my name. Not this or that on my name, like in this case with the water. Families and people don't drink oil, right? They drink water, pure water, the better. Pure, the better. So just choose life. Water is life, okay? So forgive, let go, and allow. Allowing you the new codings, entering you, the new codings. So let's listen a little bit from my beloved I Am, and I talk to you soon.
Find the peace in your heart and soul, develop igniting a space of pure truth within your being. I am Commander Ashtar. I oversee the members of the Galactic Federation of Ascended Masters, known as the Airborne Ascended Masters because they travel throughout the universe of the Creator upon a spaceship being of service. I am commander of the spaceship and overseer of the work of the Ascended Masters dedicated to this service. It is our mission to be in tune with the divine inspiration and guidance of the Creator, so we may understand where within the Creator's universe the most tremendous ascension shifts and transformations are taking place, what is required to support the evolution of the Creator, and how we can be of service. Every major transformation where a being, community, country, or even civilization is shifting into greater embodiment of light. We support each moment by lending our energy, anchoring appropriate light codes given to us by the Creator, and healing any stress or strain that may surface due to the awakening taking place. We also have a purpose of traveling through the universe of the Creator to deliver wisdom, information, and sacred truth to whoever comes into our awareness as guided by the Creator. We are a healing team, an awakening team of the truth of the Creator, and a team which supports the deliverance of sacred knowledge. The life jewels we hold upon our spaceship are immensely powerful. However, they can only be used to support the evolution of love. Some of the information we hold is concerning the light technology of the future of the Earth and the inner planes. If you wish to understand the future light technology of your world, then you can ask during meditation to visit us upon the Galactic Federation spaceship. We will assist you in accessing the light technology, sharing information of how it can be recreated upon the Earth, as well as supporting your protection if you wish to bring the light technology into the earthly reality. Who wish to misuse the light technology and light technology plants we safeguard. When a soul wishes to visit our spaceship or access the sacred information we store, their soul is evaluated to ensure their intentions are pure and that their greatest desire is the evolution of the pure love of the Creator. We invite you to visit our spaceship in meditation, if you wish to view and perceive a glimpse of the light technology which will be used by all upon the Earth in the future, as well as understanding the future ascension of Mother Earth and humanity. Light technology is very different to the technology you experience upon the Earth now. Light technology can manifest in physical forms, semi-physical forms, or energetic forms. Whatever form it takes, it is formed from light and holds the purpose of creating more light. Light technology always has a purpose of acting as a support for the spiritual evolution of all, aiding unification with the Creator and mastery of all dimensions of light. Light technology supports, inspires, and empowers only. Crystals act in a soul can awaken your inner healing energy, store wisdom for you so that the same wisdom can be reactivated within you when you need it, as well as supporting the strengthening and empowerment of sacred qualities within your being. The crystal never does the work for you. It will never overpower you so that your intentions or inner power are no longer needed. The purpose of light technology is the same, tools that aid your ascension rather than achieve your ascension for you. Each individual upon the Earth taking responsibility for their own existence and ascension process is the future for humanity. There are many light tools and technology which will be gifted to humanity. However, there is a need for humanity to step into their power in order for the light technology to truly manifest upon the Earth. Taking responsibility is not solely looking after yourself and your needs. Taking responsibility for your existence and your ascension is accessing the power within you. By this, I mean recognizing how powerfully present are the qualities of truth, love, peace, harmony, unity, understanding, generosity, and expanded consciousness within you. Realizing that when you are in alignment and attuned to the sacred energies of your soul, you are in your power. You become the creator of your reality. This means that negativity, pain, and harm no longer exist unless you choose to consciously or unconsciously welcome the experience to your reality to support your evolution. When you take responsibility, you rely on your inner energies, abilities, power, and wisdom to support you. Therefore, you do not need or require anything. That which you do require can manifest into your reality with ease and perfection from your empowered thoughts. When humanity takes responsibility, they will recognize that the energy or source they are is present within all beings. To harm another only harms yourself by lowering your vibration and dampening your connection with the Creator. When you harm, you are believing in separation, and this impacts your soul, causing chaos within many of your systems. Humanity will realize that experiencing unity within with the Creator and all aspects of the Creator will actually empower their presence and existence upon the Earth, allowing the victim consciousness many hold to be released. Victim consciousness is not only being negativity targeted, you are also a victim when you give your power away to those in positions of authority in your world who may not have your best interests at heart. To become the opposite of a victim, an attacker, also gives your power away. It is only when you align with your truth, your inner power and sacred wisdom, creating that which you wish to see, feel, and experience using your powerful mind, feelings, and energy, you will take responsibility and see the changes you wish to upon the Earth. To transform the world around you from within your being, rather than taking physical action may seem a strange concept or it may be something you wholeheartedly believe to be true, however, have yet to experience evidence that it actually works. To take responsibility is to trust in yourself, to be guided by your inner knowledge, which is the voice of the Creator within you, and to recognize your energetic powers even if you have yet to experience them,
and my ascension process by aligning my entire being with the truth, power, and essence of my soul. I create the reality I wish to experience from the wealth of creative vibrations and power within me. I support the transformation of the earth and the negative creations of humanity by recognizing the truth within me and projecting my light filled with wisdom and love into the world. The reality I create within me forms my physical reality around me. I now recognize the power and strength of my mind, the expansive knowledge I hold to see beyond illusions and the potent light I can emanate, which with my intention can create anything I wish. I am in my power, aligned to my truth. I take responsibility for being my sacred essence upon the earth. Commander Ashtar and the Galactic Federation, I invite you to support, heal, inspire, and guide me now. Thank you.
I, Commander Ashtar, wish to share with you that at this time we, the Galactic Federation, are gifting souls upon the earth with a pod of peace which will act as an activation of peace within your being as well as sharing wisdom of peace. We wish to share this with you to support you in awakening peace within, enhancing your experience of inner peace as well as creating peace in your relationships. Whether it is your relationship with yourself, others, whatever is needed, the energy we provide will act like a puzzle piece, restoring peace where it is necessary to aid your further acceptance of yourself and inner transformation. Simply call upon my energy, Commander Ashtar, and invite me to deliver to you a pod of peace to activate peace within your being, to share the wisdom of peace and to aid peace within relationships of all forms. We are supporting every ascension and empowerment step you take. Commander Ashtar.
All right, Commander. Beloved, I am that 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 I am. Kodoish, Kodoish, Adonai Sevaya, Kodoish, Kodoish, Adonai Sevaya, and I call on the light and the pillars of that, of divine light, of all the angels and archangels, of the body of light to surround me and to surround Mother Earth and protect her to support all these immense changes and amazing transformations occurring at this time in the galactic proportional millions of years cycles that are occurring right now. And this is happening just beautifully and peacefully and benevolently. Benevolent. This is a benevolent experience. Okay? So this is a benevolent experience happening at this time, and it's all good, it's all so divine. We just have to pretty much just kind of like navigate this kind of like a very agitated waters of confusion and ignorance, and you know some very bad, you know, dark group trying to create chaos in, you know, multiple areas, and the light forces trying to stop it and doing it. That's the thing, that because they're already, you know, the darkness already faced defeat. That's it. You know, there's no, they're completely in a bubble of capture from the deep. All the light forces are. Got them in a bubble of a space where they cannot be moved anywhere else, captured, and it's slowly but surely, according to the divine plan, everything is just going to unfold, you know, in the most peaceful and blessed, you know, the most blessing way that you can imagine, brother and sister. So that is one of the very good news, you know, that are occurring right now. You know, I'd like to also invite everyone as a breaking news, headline news. Please prepare now. No, don't wait till tomorrow, till next week, next year. Prepare now for huge, huge positive, positive. Because everyone, when they hear, oh, change, for us already, we think the worst. Now, this is positive, okay? Prepare for positive change in the local level, in the nationwide level, in the worldwide level, okay? This is today in October 2016. Play the hashtag command, hashtag at your service. That you all are being upgraded, beloved. Your DNA, RNA is being activated, getting higher, multidimensional. This one soul, okay? That's his name, soul, S-O-L. It's a portal, like a door of time and space. And it's broadcasting to you through and by the higher central sun, to suns and suns beyond suns and beyond suns, and all beings, the new solar codes of quantum divine activation in every molecule and in every atom of your body. Can't you feel it, beloved? Can't you feel it, brother and sister? Number one, that's number one. Well, hire me to guide you. I'm at your service, brother and sister. Please go to ashtarradio.com. Ashtar is a like after it's like Sam. It's like hi. He like Tommy, like Apple. I like Robert. The radio. I like radio. He like Apple. Be like they. I like ice cream. Or like Oscar. Come on, Ashtar TV. He like television. We like victory.com. Okay. I'm here to help you. I can work with you for an hour, 2 hours. I have a class that I can give you for 10 hours where I can help you heal multiple pains or I can get you help you activate your chakras, help you explain what they are and what can you and include. Please help me help you. Pass the word and let's invite a 10 friends that, you know, they can pitch in a $5 or $10 or so, and then you can let me know when you have 50 and we can, you know, make it happen. I can call you to your group and answer all the questions for like an hour or so. I'm here to help you, but help me help you, you know. Talk a movie with your name on it. We're making another movie, okay? We're making a couple of movies. Help us, brothers and sisters, with any help. Of $5 and up, there's no limit. So GoFundMe.com/WERALLONE, okay? And or ashtagradio.com or ashtagtv.com. Help us help you to continue to this mission. We are totally at your service. Okay? Beloved, make sure to have enough water. Okay, write it down. Make sure to have enough water. Water is life, remember. Water is life. The purest, the better. Have enough water. The best food that you can get, organic as possible. And have enough cash for a week or a month if you can. Anything else secondary, I'm telling you. Besides meditating every day, meet me at 11:11 a.m. and or p.m. daily. Let's visualize that Bernie Sanders already won as a president, which is going to happen, elected by the people the first quarter of 2017. Okay? There's going to be no elections this year, let me tell you. But that's a different story. Let's hold the line that this financial collapse is not going to affect you, you know, they're saying that most banks, ATMs, electronic transactions will be shutting down. All bank debts, that's the bad news. That's why they will be shutting down temporarily, some of them, some of them, not really. So I would even advise some get your money out of the banks. Okay? Get your money out of the bank. That's the best way that you can hurt the bankers in there and save your money. Get your money out of the bank. Because you're going to receive more. As soon as NESARA, N-E-S-A-R-A, will be declared and proclaimed by President Obama and by every president in every country in the world. So that means it's going to happen before President Obama ends his presidency in the U.S. I think during 2016, most likely. He will pronounce and proclaim NESARA, JESARA, NESARAJESARA.com. Check it out, NESARAJESARA.com. They will proclaim NESARAJESARA. And this will bring the financial collapse imminently, okay? So, the good news is that all your bank debts will be, like mortgages, car loans, school loans, credit card debts will be deleted. Deleted. If NESARA gets proclaimed. Which is going to happen, I agree and declare, okay, related, okay? All the personal agreements then has nothing to do with that. Only banking related, which is a lot, card loans, school loans, credit card debt, business loans even. About services, I hope not. I hope services will not be affected. Let's hold the line for services to work, okay? Positive thinking is number one, brothers and sisters. Let's hope also from the heart the dark entities in the government, even like the IRS, the Federal Reserve Bank, will close forever. And the U.S. Constitution will be restored. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. It's a channeling from the heart, and it's a fact that it's part of the domino effect, right? The biggest domino effect that you can see in the global, international level is Brexit. Brexit is one of these big dominoes that are bringing things down out of the power of the cabal, okay? So let's hold the light that everything is going to be okay and that the domino effect will not be that negative in your world, in your situation will be restored. So there you have it. At the bigger picture, all it will be okay. All will be okay, brother. Just a little, or sister. Sister, just a little chaos for those that didn't prepare or didn't hear your brother Ashton and your service. I am at your service. Please read more, watch, listen to the video, or hire me per hour by phone, Skype, or chat. Please send people to listen to our videos or read more, or hire me to help them understand. You could organize a group of people in your area that would be willing to teaching, you know, help us, you know, to make at least $50 per hour so we can call and educate, explain, answer questions. Let me know the one, okay? Help me help you and others, will you? Yes? Namaste. I am Marcel, your service. Guys, it's interesting info. Light is love. Light is love and it's here.